Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr on a Good Friday morning. Markets are closed today. The Good Friday holiday means a lot of things to a lot of people, but to the ag markets, to the U.S. markets, no activity today. Nobody can lose any money today. Let's get to some farm news now. The Trump administration planning to severely scale back or outright eliminate funding for many programs across the Agriculture Department, according to the White House documents obtained as it slashes workers and closes offices at the local level. The passback document from the Office of Management and Budget proposing fiscal 2026 funding levels would gut research, conservation, trim program budgets across nearly across the board, and cut staff as part of what OMB called many difficult decisions that were necessary to reach the proposed spending level. In the document, the OMB directed USDA to develop plans to consolidate its local county-based offices around the country into state committees that would service the FSA, NRCS, and rural development. Ironically, these are the people who are directly where the farmers are. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins last month called those agencies, along with the Risk Management Agency, the most farmer-facing mission area at USDA, which producers rely on every day. Ag Secretary Rollins said easing restrictions for non-citizen farm workers is a top priority. Labor shortages continue to strain farmers across the U.S. Changes to H-2A visa programs and new legal pathways could offer some relief. The Trump administration is working to finalize more lenient guidelines for non-citizen farm workers by harvest season. Rollins said it's an issue she's had many long conversations with the president about over the years. Zero doubt that labor is a massive issue for probably the large majority of our ag industry, our farmers, and our ranchers. Her remarks came just days after the president told reporters during a cabinet meeting he may ease immigration restrictions for farm laborers. Under his plan, farm and hotel workers would leave the country, then return legally, with the backing of their U.S. employer. A key senator says lawmakers could be in the same boat again this year on a new farm bill, though much will depend on spending cuts in the upcoming budget process. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley agrees that any new farm bill has to clear a 60-vote threshold to advance in the Senate. And if Democrats withhold their votes over SNAP or other savings already planned in a House version,
we'll be in the same boat we were before. Instead of having a five-year farm bill or six-year or seven, we'd have an eight-year farm bill, which isn't right for farmers.
Because of years of lower prices and higher input costs, but the question is whether Republicans pair SNAP further with new work or training requirements to meet billions in ag savings called for in the so-called budget reconciliation.
Whether SNAP is in reconciliation or whether we make those decisions in the five-year farm bill, we're still going to have the reauthorization of the food stamp program.
Democrats predict that SNAP cuts in the politically tough reconciliation process are not a given.
But if it happens, it's going to have to happen under extreme situations of not losing more than two or three Republican votes in the United States Senate and the same in the House of Representatives.
But House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson remains committed to farm bill SNAP savings, no matter what happens in reconciliation. Grassley expects a farm bill to move a few weeks or months after lawmakers complete the budget process, which House Speaker Johnson hopes to do by Memorial Day. The United Kingdom has banned EU cheese and meat. The UK government has brought in a temporary ban on holidaymakers bringing in cheese and meat products from the EU, all in a bid to prevent the spread of foot and mouth disease. Travelers have not been allowed to bring back items like cured meat and cheese, including in sandwiches, since Saturday, due to the growing outbreak on the continent. The restrictions apply regardless of whether the goods are packed or packaged or brought from duty-free. It follows an earlier ban of similar products from Germany, Hungary, Slovakia, and Austria after rising cases of the cattle disease in those countries. Foot-and-mouth disease, highly infectious virus that causes blisters inside an animal's mouth and under their hooves and can cause lameness and problems feeding. It causes no risk to humans. There are currently no cases of foot-and-mouth disease in the UK. This is Inside Agriculture. We are waking up or getting you going on a good Friday. Markets are closed, so if you are waiting for the opening market numbers, sorry, not going to happen. You'll have to wait till Monday, and we'll be here for that. But for right now, we're going to take one break and be back on Inside Agriculture.